the station, which is your destination for mind-filling treats and the sound of the big beat. The mystery train you are riding upon is taking you to Hotel Bohemia, and check-in is now.
Jam with Crazy Horse stalwarts Billy Talbot on bass and Ralph Molina on drums demonstrates a generational melding that gives hope to us aging rockers. So also when my son suggested that he and I fly to Phoenix to catch Neil's latest, I won't say last because who the fuck knows, tour, I gratefully accepted the familial love that was being offered.
Soon break.
what a show it was. The opening act of Reverend Billy and the Church of the Stop Shopping Choir was a weird, trippy, and funk-fueled way to begin the evening. But since combining positive energy against climate change with tornado-like rock and roll force is Neil's thing, it didn't surprise me that he recruited this legendary street performer to be his emissary.
What's your favorite player?
The early spring evening temp in Phoenix was perfect, and Neil was in a generous mood to give his fans what they crave, the golden oldies from Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, Zuma, and Russ Never Sleeps, with a short acoustic interlude playing Comes a Time and Heart of Gold, which everybody sang along to. It was like a fucking campfire. Kick-ass jams, which is what my son was craving. Down by the River and Cortez the Killer were at least 15 minutes each. Dexterity, he more than makes up for with heart-tugging, sonic-crunching lyricism. For my money, he's one of the best rock guitarists who ever slung an axe. There are compensations to getting older, one of which is sharing your heroes with your children and having them love them along with you.